Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. We're going to talk about the word zeal in the message tomorrow. It won't be the main subject of the message, but it does come up in the section of Scripture that we'll be looking at in Acts 5. The apostles and members of that first church in Jerusalem certainly had a zeal for obeying Christ by being his witnesses. Before he ascended back to heaven, the Lord had given them a mission. He had given them an assignment, and they wouldn't let anything or anyone stop them from completing that mission and carrying out that assignment. They had a zeal to obey the Lord. And the word zeal in the New Testament is a word which talks about having a passion for something. It means being heated up to the point of being passionate about whatever the thing is that you're passionate about. And it also can be translated jealous. There's a jealousy that's involved with passion. In other words, you'll protect whatever it is that you're trying to do. You'll protect your time to make sure you have time to do it, and you will make sure that it receives the priority in your life that it should have. And so there's a sense in which Christians are jealous for the glory of God. We're jealous for the gospel of Jesus Christ and for his glory. And so there's that aspect of the word too. It's a good kind of jealousy. But we know that there can also be a bad kind of jealousy. And we're going to see in our text tomorrow that early church was faced with opposition. They had a zeal too. They had a zeal to protect their own power, and they were very jealous of what was taking place in the early church, because the early church was having such a tremendous impact there in Jerusalem. And the religious leaders of the Jewish people were very jealous of what was taking place with Christians. And they had a misdirected zeal that drove them to do everything necessary to silence the Lord's people in the church. And they saw them as a great threat to their power. And they wanted to silence them. They didn't want them to speak anymore in the name of Jesus. And that sounds to me a lot like what we're seeing in our country right now in many ways. Two zealous groups of people, but one group, a very ungodly group, they want to completely silence the other so that they can obtain and maintain power. And so there's a lot that we can learn from the zeal of that Jerusalem church, and we're going to see that in the message tomorrow. We're going to see, as we look at those closing verses in Acts chapter 5, that it really came down to whether the church was going to obey man or whether they were going to obey God. And they came to the conclusion, and they stated it immediately when confronted with that situation. They said, "We must obey God." And you know, the way things are moving in the United States, it could come down to that for those of us who name the name of Christ. Unless something changes, we're probably headed for a day sooner rather than later when it will be considered hate speech to witness for Christ or even preach the gospel. And it appears we are now really on a fast track for that day. And if that does come, if that day does come, the question will be staring us right in the face, just like it did that first church in Jerusalem. Do we obey man or do we obey God? And so I think the message that will come from the last part of Acts 5 tomorrow be very timely, be something that we need to probably just sort of file away in our hearts and in our minds for that future day if it does come. And the question is going to be, of course, will we respond the way that first church did in Jerusalem? Will we boldly say that we must obey God, or will we cower in that moment before man? And so we'll preach about that subject tomorrow, and I hope that you'll be there as we preach from this part of the book of Acts. Well, I want to tell you that we do have a website. Our church website is gracegrandbay.com. I'm sure most of the members of our church are familiar with that. But if you're not a member of the church and you'd like to find out more about us, you can go to gracegrandbay.com. And most of what you need to know about Grace Baptist Church is there on that website. You'll find what we believe, where we meet, what times we meet, and much more about our church. So I hope you'll take a look if you're interested at all in attending our church. Just find out more about us, and we'd be happy to. There's a telephone number there you could call. We'd be happy to talk with you about our church at any time. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast today. I hope that you'll plan to be in church tomorrow, but I also want to ask you to do this. Could you just take a moment and share the link to this podcast with some of your contacts and ask them to meet you at Grace tomorrow morning for the time of worship. And I believe it'll be time well spent. So I hope to see you in church tomorrow morning. Until then, let's pray for the service. Let's pray for one another. Let's invite others to meet us there. And tomorrow, when it's time for preaching, let's open God's Word.